right, good singing all the way around. That's just a blessing from on high. Let me see if I can get this button here to work. How's that? Is that it? All right, take your Bible to the book of Ephesians. I didn't realize to know that until I got to church is that the bulletin was going to be out of Ephesians, the same chapter. If you'll look in chapter number 2 in the book of Ephesians, and we'll stand as we look there and read, beginning with verse number 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You're here this morning, you're alive in Christ. If you're not alive in Christ, you're dead in trespasses and sins. If you are alive in Christ, you used to be dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also that we had our conversation in time past, and in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in the kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now, just so you grab a hold of that, faith that saves your soul is the gift that comes from God. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, Father, we ask your blessing upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it. How we praise you for the good singing and the songs of Zion that you've given. We pray you'd bind the devil and a demon assigned to hinder. How we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach to you for a little while on God-given faith. God gives faith to those that believe him. And let me tell you right now, if you don't have God-given faith, you'll never get to grace. If you never get to grace, you'll never get saved by the grace of God. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out, man, the Bible said, is born a sinner. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not a just man upon this earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it, if you die like you lived and like you were born into the natural man, if you live without the Lord and die without the Lord, you'll spend eternity without the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say to you that a saved person is one that's heard the word of truth. Not only did they hear it, but they believe him. Not only did they believe it, but they trusted in the Lord and in the Savior, Jesus Christ. And when a person gets saved by the grace of God, it's by God-given faith that has been imparted unto them. Over in Romans 10, don't turn there, but in chapter verse 17 of Romans, you'll find that God gives faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Do you realize that, oh, here's grace over here, and here's faith over here. And as a result, you hear the word of the Lord, the word of truth, and if you believe it, God imparts and gives you faith to be able to get saved by the grace of God. But now if you want to die without the Lord, if you live without the Lord and die without the Lord, you're going to spend eternity without the Lord. Our job here is to try to be able to exalt, magnify the name of the Lord, that you might come to know him in the free pardon of sin. In the passages that we read in verse 8, this faith we talk about is not of yourselves. You couldn't muster that up. You couldn't please God with it whatsoever. It's a faith that comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, you know, I don't care about going to church, and I'm not a church-going person. I don't really like church. I don't really want church. Well, then you're going to head to hell when you leave this world we're living in. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your aunt, your uncle, sister, brother, all your kinfolk. I don't care if it's a whole church house full of people that believe erroneously another direction besides the Lord Jesus Christ. If God-given faith is not given to you to exercise in Christ, then you'll spend eternity in a place called hell, the bottomless pit, the lake of fire, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that God gives us faith by hearing the word of the Lord. In this lesson here, you're going to find out that it's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. This Bible said there's nothing we can do to be able to work it up, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, if a man could be able to earn his way and work his way to heaven, you know what would happen? You'd just find some loud-mouthed Baptist bragging about how they made it when they got to the other side. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. Now, there's a passage over in the book of 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter number 2, and it's a passage I want you to see because it's very vital. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter number 2, as we look there in verse number 14, listen to what he had to say in that passage. He said, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." Now here you are this morning. You were born as a natural man or a natural woman. And let me say to you, but that won't get you born again. You'll find the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. I want to tell you something right now. The Bible said that the Lord saved people and he added daily to the church such as should be saved. Next time you run upon somebody and say, "Well, I'm not a church going person, I don't care nothing about it." This Bible said if you were a child of God, he would add you to the church of the living God. And let me tell you, make no mistake about it, you're going to find out is that when you come to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, somebody said, "Well, I'm having trouble believing it." Well, the natural man cannot believe the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and they're spiritually discerned. You know that the Bible said on the book of Acts, chapter number 4, about verse number 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other way to be able to get saved, none other name under heaven given among men that you might be saved than through the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you know, in the day and hour that we're living in, there are those that want to believe some heresy about Christ one direction, another heresy about Christ another direction. I just want to say to you that, if you will, you're not going to rise above the plan of the Lord Jesus Christ, who hung his on the cross of Calvary over 2,500 years ago, bowed his head, said it's finished, and gave up the ghost, and resurrected again from the grave on the third day, according to the scripture, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, in this lesson, you're going to find that in Matthew, over there in chapter number 12, there's a passage there that we ought to be looking at. And the reason that we point it out is because in Matthew chapter number 12, the Bible says that your words that you're speaking are either going to vouch for who you ought to be or vouch about who you're not. In verse number 37, Matthew chapter 12, and the Bible said in that passage, "For by thy words I shalt be justified, and by thy words I shalt be condemned." Now, you're sitting here and you're thinking, you know what? I'm not saved. I don't know the Lord. You know why? Because your words are messed up. Yes, you may be praying to anybody and everybody else, but Jesus said, by thy words, you're going to either be justified or you're going to be condemned. I remember whenever my words was calling upon the name of the Lord, and I got saved by the grace of God. Here's a young man that I've preached to many moons. I've watched him on many occasions. I've prayed for him on a regular basis, and like I have many of you. Yes, and finally, one day, God imparted unto him, something's radically wrong on the inside. Yes. I want to say to you, that's what happens when you get saved by the grace of God. If by thy words, you say, "Well, how can I be justified by my word?" Call upon the name of the Lord. That's how you do it. I got to say to you that, if you will, this is about as quiet a place as I was when I was preaching over there to those Choctaw Indians in Wright City, Oklahoma. You know what I think we need more than anything else in the world? And I hope you'll stay long enough to hear me out. I think we need more church fairs. that we need more carnivals. Now, if you went to the church fair, I'm not knocking that. In fact, I'm glad you went and you had a good old time. See what I'm talking about? I'm not knocking that at all. You probably needed to get away. I like to watch people every now and again that slide around and sling around, and they're sitting in somebody else's dried vomit from up the road when they had that. So I'm not knocking that. I'm not getting sad. But hear me out now so you won't get it misunderstood. We've had people that can't stand each other here in the house of God. But they yoke up together at a church fair. We've got people that treat us like, I don't want to talk to you, snub you, unless you're at the fair. That don't seem fair to me. We had a family left because there was another family that insinuated that family was nothing but poop. And that this church was poop. So they went and we helped build a church north of here in another town. Then the poop accusers, they finally got more interested in ministries than they were church. As a result of that, they're mad at all of us because none of us want to serve God. Except at the fair. We're all, isn't that amazing how two families that were at odds at each other, neither one of them here. We've sent some of them south to help build a church. No wonder that the church in the day and hour we're living in has lost a testimony. Wow, listen, friend. And I know I see right now I'm not popular just bringing it up. That's what's wrong in the day and hour we're living in. Nobody wants to face the reality that you're telling me that right now that two families that's supposed to love God, the Bible, but see, when you become a preacher fighter, that's what happens. Now, they don't want to be labeled that, but they're preacher fighters is what they are. Unless you're going to the fair. And to me, it don't seem fair. I don't go to the fair. I like to be able to watch every now and again somebody from a distance. I don't know what it's called, one of those big long things where they're riding in and doing that like there. And I got a picture of Brother Nathan whenever he was but a lad. And he's sitting up there. And let me tell you right now, you can see the terror on his face. And he is screaming to the top of, and he's screaming as that thing, buddy, goes. And see, when you're on something like that, it only lasts a few seconds, but it seems like it's an hour. Let me say to you that, if you will, that you ought to be somehow or another using some of that lung power to call upon the name of the Lord. And I can tell you right up front is that, like I said, that's the reason I wanted to let you know. I'm not against you going to have a good time and all of this business there. And all that business there, I'm not against that. I'm not against just being able to enjoy a night out with your family, you know, eating some stale-looking popcorn, some leftover soda pop and stuff like that, you know. And then you wonder when your stomach's all tore up, I must be have a bug. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a fair bug. And all that. Have you ever noticed when you put your hand down, like when you're fixing to ride, and you put your hand down, it's a little slit and spots? I'm not judging. I'm just telling you, stuff happens. Closing here this morning, I can see right now, I might as well go ahead and wrap this thing on up. All I'm just trying to say is, you ought not to just love me when I'm at a fair and not when I'm in church. God bless you. Thank you very much. I want to say the Bible said that whosoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, over in the book of John chapter 3 and about verse number 15, the Bible said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In John chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible said, he that believeth on him is not condemned. And do you know that he that believeth not is condemned already because he has not believed the love of the truth of God and received the truth of God that he might be born again and washed by the blood and born into the family of God? It's not a matter that you're going to be condemned. If you're not saved, you're already condemned. And the only way you can miss condemnation is to come to Jesus Christ as an empty-handed beggar. And I'm closing with Romans. In Romans in chapter number 5, there's a passage there that we ought to look at. In the book of Romans in chapter number 5, in this lesson that's here, you're going to find out is that in Romans chapter 5 and about verse number 15, he not only tells us about the gift of God, but he tells us in that passage, Romans chapter 5, verse 15, but not as the offense also, so also is the what? Free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Now I'm going to tell you something. If you're not saved this morning, it's because you refuse to call upon his name. And let me tell you, the only way you can be saved and be able to be hell-proof and heaven-bound is by that free gift that we just read in Romans. It's the gift of God, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast. I wonder this morning, if you're not saved by the grace of God and God's been knocking and tugging at your heart's door, don't you think it's about time to let go and let God have his will and way in your life? Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our musicians are coming. We're getting ready to sing the invitation song. Now, Father, we want to thank you for loving us even while we've been unlovable. We praise you and we thank you that thou art God and beside thee there is none else. We pray you'd save the lost and lift up the downhearted and set the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen. What number is it?
Page number 177.
177, here we go while we sing.